doesn't work. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Brandy. How can I help you?
Yeah, so I'm subscribed to the GTR build.
Okay.
And I just got a replacement of the electronics, the lights and everything, but it's not working. The remote isn't working. Nothing's working on this. Unfortunate.
Okay. Do you have your account number?
I don't want to go. Let me see.
Try that again.
There's three more zeros on it.
Hold on, because it's not pulling. What's your first and last name?
Sorry?
What is the first and last name?
Rajesh Ramaswamy. Rajesh Ramaswamy. Rajesh Ramaswamy.
And this is for your Nissan?
This is for my Nissan.
Okay.
How do you like that?
There.
How do you like them apples?
Those parts are not working. Okay. And what issue number was that?
Let's see. Just a second. Oh, let's see. It is part 60. The motherboard. I don't know if it's the motherboard or the remote.
So it's issue 60, number 60?
No, I mean, the issues and the parts are different.
Yeah, the issue number, but the part numbers are different. I need the issue number. So it'd be 60.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me one moment.
So the remote's not able to work, and I got like they sent me three remotes already. Two remotes. I think I got three remotes. We got three remotes and two motherboards, I think.
Do you have to put batteries in the remote?
I have to write three different batteries.
Get it pulled up here.
Bad ground.
its time loading.
What?
It just takes its time loading. I'm trying to get it.
This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah.
All right, 60 and 61. And we've sent you replacement batteries, and you've tried all of them.
Yeah, replacement batteries. I went out and bought a replacement battery, and it still don't want to work. I mean, why would the battery be bad?
No, because it shows where we reshipped you those too. Let's see.
You know what I mean?
Come on, there we go. Nope, I still need that.
Do you have allergies?
Yeah. Can you hear them that bad?
Yes, I can.
Got a cold, basically.
Got COVID.
No, got a cold.
Okay.
Just a bad cold.
It's the C word.
Always happens when I get ready to go on vacation.
Oh, yeah, where are you going to try and go?
I'm going to Destin, Florida.
Oh. Allergies get worse in Florida, do you know that?
No, I hope not. I'll be staying in the condo then. I won't be going nowhere. All right.
You got allergies. And I don't like when things don't work and I paid a lot of money for it.
Oh, I understand. If this don't get it this time, we are definitely going to figure something out.
Refund.
I don't know why in the world it would. All right.
Not working. And it's not the battery either. I mean, it's got to be maybe the circuit board. It could be a battery. I just bought a new battery. Why wouldn't it work on a new battery?
And you tried the one that we sent you.
Every battery you sent me, I tried.
So the remote, the battery, and the board don't work?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I tried it one time, it worked. I tried the one replacement board and it worked, but now it's not working. It all quit working. And also, you had to send me replacement lights too, because those were bad. They went out too. Oh, I mean, the brake lights work, but those are manually activated.
Yeah.
The interior lights work; that's manually activated. But what doesn't work is the dash and the headlights, because those are remotely activated.
Okay, I'm going to send you out another shipment. Let's see how this goes. If it does not work this time, call us back, call me back, whichever, because I'm here at night, of course. and we will get with one of our build experts if we have to and get this figured out.
No, I need a build expert now. Because I've been sitting on this model for the last...
All right, so to get the build expert... We will have to send it over. Where is... Here it is.
I want to build it. Please.
Okay. So, write down this email address, because this is how you're going to have to...
Can you send it to my email? Can you email it?
I can...
Then please do.
Copy it.
doo-doo.
Out. What's your email?
RAJRAMMBBS@gmail.com. I thought you, I'm sure you guys have it on a record because you email me all the time.
RAJRAMMBBS. There we go. I was just in one screen and I'd had to come back to the other and back and forth. And, you know, it'd been, it'd been a mess for me trying to do 50 million things. If it all could stay up on one screen, it would be good. All right. Expert. Advisor.
No, I don't. She went doo-doo. Doo-doo bird.
Builds.
Don't mind me. I'm a little... This is how I deal with frustration in life.
Well, at least you keep a happy thought about it.
That's how I deal with frustration in life. I start going cool, act like a goofball.
Yeah, that's right. I'd rather have the goofball than the other people I get.
What are the other people you get?
Yeah, the ones that are ugly and very mean to me and say nice unnice things to me.
That's not your fault.
No.
They don't teach you anything.
Would they like their mom to be spoken to like that? And then they change their tune. Okay, I just emailed you that link or that email address. Just make sure you put in there the build that you're doing. Just be kind of very...
What is your name?
My name is Brandy.
Brandy?
Brandy, yep.
Like the drink? Okay.
Yep.
Like the liquor.
That's me.
Brandy.
Liquor.
And where are you calling me from?
No, you're calling me.
No, where are you calling? I mean, where am I call? Where are you talking to me out of?
I'm in Alabama. Oh. Customer service is located in Alabama.
Okay.
Southern accent.
So I think that's I think that's the only call center. You guys have more call centers than that, right?
Not for Eagle Moss. Mm-mm. We're their main one. We're their only one.
Okay.
Now, each division, like the UK, has their own. The one they have down, Australia, has their own, of course.
But, I don't know why it's not working, though.
Don't either. I've honestly never heard anybody else have this issue. I mean, of course, we've replaced batteries before, but, you know, nothing, not to like this. I was looking at the account.
Everybody gets their parts on time. Everybody gets.
Yeah. I mean, we've had the little delay because we, you know, got a new warehouse, but nothing major. I mean, the COVID hit us kind of. But that's not our fault.
Nah, man, COVID is no excuse. That China can ship things without a problem in COVID times.
Yeah,
then so can us.
That's the post office. That's not us. I mean, we get our stuff out like it's supposed to. It just gets delayed when it goes to the hub for the post office.
Yeah, they're using the COVID excuse
for everything. I know.
COVID caused this. COVID this. Oh, because of the COVID pandemic. I'll bet after the whole COVID pandemic is over and then it's like 5 years later after the pandemic and nobody's kicking the bucket anymore. Well, let me put it to you this way. The Black Plague ended.
Yeah, that's true.
And the Spanish flu pandemic ended. And the first SARS virus didn't even get to the United States. In fact, it, you know. And then all of a sudden, this pandemic got over here. I don't understand it. So I think a lot of it has to do with the control of the government. And and the lack of solvency. Well, the lack of, let me see. Let's see if you sent me this email.
Well, I did.
Customer. All right, here's account number 5822-831-0001. Missing model and delivery order.
Yep, that's the reship email. I sent you an email with the link.
This email, any photos that you would our confidential and solid missing model and delivery order? That's not my account number. You sent me the wrong account number.
313-480-60.
It says regarding account number 5822-831-0001. It's not my account number.
What was that?
You goofed.
Well, I'm on your account. I don't know why that email sent that.
See?
19235 Monterey Street, Apple Valley, California.
I just got this at 5 minutes ago, 10:15.
I wonder why it's sending out this.
Yep. You sent me the wrong email.
Wait a minute. What does that email say? I know what I did.
It is regarding account number 5822-8310.
Take that out. I took the body out because I was trying to find the link, the email address for you to send to the expert advisor. I forgot to take that heading out. That was my mistake.
So
please resend
it to me. Send it to me with the right account number and everything so that when I email this guy and then, he's not going to be wondering what the heck's going on with this guy.
Let's take out dot and put in. Take out that. That's what I did. I forgot to take out the subject line. My bad.
All these things in as far as I could. They don't go in any farther. I don't know if it's a bad ground or something, but the ground's in there pretty tight.
No.
And I got battery in this thing. I mean, well, all the remotes work for all the circuit boards. Like, there's no real specificity for one. They're not tuned for one specific. See, this is so bad that it does not work, and I've paid so much money for it. Would you buy this for yourself?
I don't have the time or the patience or stuff like that.
Or would you buy your husband this?
Yeah, I will. I mean, he wants the, what was the one he wanted, the Jeep Willie?
Don't do it.
All right.
It's
J-R-A-J-R-A.
Oh, wow. Sheila Eno decreased.
At... take that out. Number. Erase that. All right, here we go.
You sent this to me, 313-480-60. Brandy. Thank you for contact. Please email Diecast Club Support at Eagle Mountain and someone will be able to assist you. Should the problem be due to a defective, missing, or broken part, please make sure to let our customer service team know. Customers. Here's the problem. I need to speak to somebody in person instead of through email.
Well, I mean, now when you email them, just ask if I honestly don't know if there's a way to speak with them. I know one thing they might.
Of course not. They want to hide.
Yeah. Well, I know one thing they might do is direct you to, we have our experts do the videos on YouTube that helps with issues and, you know, things like that on the builds. They might do that.
Yeah.
If you wasn't aware of the YouTube videos.
YouTube videos?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the YouTube videos, but those are all perfect models, perfect parts, perfect everything, no problems, and they're building. So.
Now, sometimes if you go through there, you will come upon a customer that's doing them. It would just have to be a search reference. That a lot of times they'll go in there, and you know, if you're having issues with something, or if they've had the same issue, you know, they tell you what they found or show you in different ways. Now, I just know that from, you know, going through different things.
Yeah. I think I've learned my lesson. This is not something to, no. I saw this thing early, initially on Facebook, and it's like,
I know it's frustrating, but we'll get it. I mean, we'll definitely get it something figured out for you. I don't know if it's just manufacturing issue or, because I mean, I'm honestly, like I said, I've not had anyone have. Like I said, I've had the faulty batteries, but that's it. You know, we sent them to replacement and everything's worked fine.
This battery that I got two batteries. You know, they don't work.
Yeah. That's what's kind of confusing.
The thing is,
the
circuit board. You know, I bought two new batteries from outside. I looked up the battery number and everything, and it's like, you know, like, no, the battery's not working.
Yeah. Well, do that for me. You know, see if anything helps, or you know, and we'll go from there. And
get
if not,
close.
I mean, we'll get something. We'll definitely get it figured out some way.
No, you sure?
Yes, I promise.
Guaranteed.
I promise.
Guarantee.
I promise. Southerners don't like a promise they can't keep.
Well, you better not be a politician. That's all I can say.
Oh, no. I don't even do politics.
Because if you are, then I'll know not to believe you.
No. I don't do politics. I turn the TV off, trust me.
Yep. So.
I am not one of them. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I'm going along. My life still goes the way it goes. I still got to get up.
Yeah, the Garmin doesn't help.
Nope. They don't pay my bills. I still got to live life. Raise my kids, do my own thing, pay my mortgage. So, you know, it is what it is.
Okay.
All right. Like I said, if you want to call back, if you have anything around this time, you know, except for Friday and Saturday, I'm not here tonight, but, you know, I'm here.
All right. I appreciate the help, but
we'll get
this,
it figured out.
But I'm into this model. I don't know how much it costs totally by now. I think I've spent probably a total of, what, $1,000?
No. $1,269.04. Oh, you did not
know
that. You did not know that.
No, I know. I've been into this model for at least $1,000, you know.
Oh, yeah. You started at 19.
2019 in August, and then just 20.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, yeah, because you ain't getting the specials. Yep, yep.
The specials? What are the specials?
Nah, you had that part canceled out. That's where we just offered little special things that go along to compliment you.
Yeah, I don't want any more of that. I've had enough of it, man. It's like, yeah, this thing is not working properly. Why do I want any more of that? No. They sent me, and then I got a whole bunch of extra parts here. I don't know what to do with them. I was like, sell them on eBay? I don't know.
Yep. I was fixing to say. You got people that do that. Because we don't, make you send them back. So
you should, and have us and have a prepaid shipping label and everything.
Yeah, I know, but they don't do all that. I guess it's just, it's a UK thing.
Yeah, United Kingdom. But
oh, excuse me.
Oh, so have you been working this job for a long time, or?
Oh yeah, I've been here. Just had my 5-year anniversary.
Oh, you've been working for this company for 5 years?
Uh huh. Have.
Good gosh.
Love.
What were you doing before that?
What did I do before that? Good God, what did I do before that? Oh, I worked, was a office manager.
Yeah.
For a grooming salon, so.
Yeah. What's your husband do?
He is a tech. No, he's a tire tech. He goes to farms and business, big plantations and things like that, and does farm equipment.
He's a what tech?
Tire. Well, I call him a tire tech. He's the one that has to change and fix and do things to those big machineries you see in fields and cotton mills.
Oh, like the
places.
Oh, the combines, like a combine.
Yes.
Combine, harvesters and stuff, yeah.
Yep. That is him. All right, well, let me get on with, I guess, the rest of my night. And like I said, anything don't work out right or something, just give me a call. I'm also going to send Emily a message. She's our manager. I had one on this. And let her know, too.
Yeah, I think you're the one who sent me emails before, right, Brandy?
Yep, that'd be me. I'm the only one.
You're the only...
I'm the only Brandy.
Yep. You called me. You're Brandy. I've talked to you before, I guess.
Oh.
And there's another guy, Robert Watkins.
So you spoke to Nina, Nakia, Phyllis, Emily, Terrell.
You know
Tracy,
them all?
Tracy, Courtney, Diana, yeah. Renee, Dawn, Sandra, Nina, Brazier, Terrell.
You know them all?
Mm-hmm. I will work with all of them. Most of these are day shift, but I know all of them. This is the first time you've, talked to me. I probably sent you emails if you've emailed us.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, this is bloody nonsense because this remote's not working and I can't get this. I'm at the end of the build, too, All the parts are here that I need, but I got to go back to step one and try to build all this up. But it's, only the brake lights work.
Well, we will get it figured out. We will get it fixed.
And the dome light works because it's all, that's mechanical, But the ones that only operate through wireless and actuation is not working.
Okay. All right. Well, we will.
and they cannot put the car all back together and screw everything into place and stuff. But it's not only that, but the steering too is a problem. Steering the wheels too.
I will go ahead and get that email sent to them and see what kind of response that you get. Then tell them, you know, we are got another set of replacement parts coming to you for the third time. And then after that, you know, if nothing still, we will get our heads together and figure it out.
Yeah. Might have to get your tails together too for this. Duh. No, I'm just kidding. That was meant to be a joke.
You're good. All right, well, go get the
email. You didn't say anything. You didn't laugh, so I think you took offense to it there.
No, I was actually putting notes in your account. That way I know Emily could look it up when I send her a message about it. My mind's usually one way.
Your mind is one way?
Yeah.
And how is that? Why is that? Your mind is one way.
Because I have a cold and I can't think.
Oh yeah. Like, what do you take?
I am a doctor. I took some of that Tylenol sinus stuff a while ago. It's okay as far as my nose and helps.
Tylenol PM.
No, I wouldn't be awake. It's 12 a.m. here. 12:30 a.m. here.
No, it's. I'm on the Pacific coast.
If I lay down, it's really bad. I can't do anything. If I sit up, my head starts hurting again. So it doesn't matter what I do.
Man, you need to take some time off because you're sick.
I am. I can't do that. I just got back from being sick, and I got vacation coming up. So.
Oh, you just came back from being sick?
Yes.
Was it the same kind of sick or different sick?
No, it was different. I had that big stomach virus going on.
As long as it's not COVID.
Oh, no. No. Uh-uh. Been there, done that. Ain't.
Oh, you did have COVID?
Oh, yeah.
You did catch COVID?
Uh-huh.
I know you caught COVID.
Yep.
That's incredible. And how was it for you?
Horrible.
What happened?
I'm just not a stay at home in one room type of person.
Yeah, I mean, we all have to be out and about sometimes. But how did you end up catching? Well, what happened though?
Probably got it from my best friend because she had it.
Yeah.
Her whole house.
I mean,
had
how?
It.
But how? How did you? I mean, what? How bad was it for you?
It wasn't. I mean, I didn't lose my sense of taste and all, like some of them did. I mean, I was sick now. It was like having the flu times 10.
Hmm. Flu times 10?
Yeah. And I've had the flu a couple times, so, you know.
I've had the flu a number of times.
Yeah, I don't like the flu. I don't like anything that makes my body hurt.
Yeah, the flu is not a good thing to have, but COVID. Well, that's thanks to China.
Yeah, I think it was their man-made disease.
I don't know why they did it. But
had to share it somehow.
They're bad.
Well, I hate to have to get off, but I've got agents knocking on my door over here messaging me because, of course, I'm the lead on, so I got to go deal with them.
Spending too much time on me or something?
Well, no. I mean, it's just I'm the lead tonight, so when I have other agents that have issues with calls or something, I have to help them. But like I said, yeah, send the email. Let me know. And
yeah, a lot of them don't even know what they're doing because, like, I've spoken to a couple of them. They're like, no, the issues are, and the part number is different. No, the part number is the issue. The issue is, because, like, when it comes in the receipt or the shipping invoice,
mm-hmm.
it says issue this, issue that, and it's like, you know, the issues and the part numbers are the same, you know, but the magazine number is different. But the,
oh, Lord.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I mean, you know when I'm here, you know, do that expert, email that expert and see what he says. Also, you know, like I said, look through some of those YouTube channels and we'll go from there. And I'm going to send Emily a message. So when she comes in the morning, maybe I'll catch her before I leave. Maybe she'll come in before I leave.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Do you guys give any refunds or anything?
I'll talk to her about it, seeing that we've heard sent this so many times. I mean, it would probably be just, you know, for that issue number, part issue.
Yeah, but for the whole model, you know, so it's like.
Yeah, I'll talk to her and see what she says.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm sure people have inquired to see if they can get a money back on it, but it's not like I'm. But yeah, you know, I've had enough trouble with this thing. I don't want to.
All right.
Anyway,
okay. All right.
Thank you.
Well, we will talk to you later.
Bye.
Thank you for calling, boss.